Time now to bring in Jim Jones with the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Always a pleasure to have Jim on with us. And Jim, I want to begin with the loss a couple nights ago. Before we get into all that we're expected to encompass a little bit later on tonight, I want to dive into that game against the Pistons two nights ago. Cavaliers really kind of struggled at the beginning of that game, surrendering 38 points in the opening stanza. So what do you really attribute the Cavaliers' early struggles in that game?
Well, they've got a lot of young players. I was telling somebody the other day that when we talk young, we're talking about in-game experiences. We've got some second, third, even fourth-year young players who are still not seeing enough situations. As soon as they get up to par in other challenges that Coach Drew has put them through, then they play someone else and there's some other issues come up, and then they can't recover. We're the kind of team, the strength of our team has been our bench all season. And if our starters can't play even, play competitive early, then it puts our bench in a deficit, and then we really have issues. So they didn't get off to a good start. You know, when I was a young player, I remember older players used to tell me, play the first quarter like it's a one-point difference. You have to be competitive early, you know, and we weren't physical. We didn't get back on defense. We just didn't seem to have our focus. And this is what you get when you have young teams that are trying to establish an identity.
What's fascinating, too, about all of that is I thought you made an outstanding observation during that game. And early on, you know, I think everybody is totally caught up in the development of Colin Sexton, and he's going to certainly have to take his lumps along the way. And one of the things that you very quickly pointed out is on one of the Cavaliers' defensive possessions, Larry Nance Jr. was kind of caught off guard because he was being screened. And the second the bucket came out of that lack of communication there, Larry Nance Jr. right away looked at Colin Sexton and said, look, you got to let me know if someone's going to set a screen for me so we can anticipate that, we can switch, or we can adapt. You know, about how long do you think these kinds of things are going to happen? Because I think as a fan, I think we've got to just understand that these things are going to happen, especially with a team this young.
Yeah, you're all over it, and this is what you get, you know. And sometimes you don't have time during the course of the game, actually going on the ball, going down the other end, to say that. But Nance is very astute, and he understands the importance of defense. What Drew has tried to do, there's a whole bunch of things that we need to improve upon. But it looks like he's taken three things: our half court offense, our defense, especially our transition. And then he's taken, I can't think of the third one now, but it has to do with something. Let's see, defense, rebounding, because you got to have possessions. Those three things he's focusing on. Now, if they can become proficient in that, meaning competitive, every time they step out on the floor, and those three things, the execution, I'm not talking about making shots in the half court, but at least getting to the point where you're getting open looks. If they can do that, if they can get the defensive rebound, get timely stops, you see where I'm going with this? You know, then they can be better. And those three things. See, our game is so complex. And the good teams, they're only doing two or three things exceptionally well. But if we can do those three things well, what it does, it makes teams have to make adjustments to us rather than us coming on the floor like the other night against Pistons and us making adjustments and not making them significantly enough. And they just beat us up. You know, we double-team Griffin and everybody else beat us.
Tuning in a couple of nights ago, Jim, I certainly got the impression that you were really kind of pleased with the look so far of that front court of Larry Nance Jr. and Tristan Thompson starting side by side. Do you see this staying this way for the foreseeable future?
Ooh, that I don't know. That I don't know. We still aren't into my 20-game analysis. You know, I got to wait and see where they're going, you know, with the 20-game analysis. But they seem to have more chemistry. They seem to be willing to help each other, those two in particular. They're both very unselfish, very astute, totally team-oriented, and I think it helps that starting five on both ends of the floor. They set picks, they set screens, they get offensive rebounds, they defend, they switch. You know, it's just more of a team concept when those two are on the floor together. And I like it, and I think it supports the other three that are starting.
Well, let's stick with the bigs for just another moment here as well, because Ante Zizic played 18 minutes on Monday night. How do you think he's developed so far?
He's good.
I mean, he's
all right. You know, if you think about it, he doesn't always play, and every time he comes in and plays over 15 minutes, he gets either double-digit points or double-digit rebounds. I mean, the guy, he knows how to play, you know. I don't think he understands a lot of stuff, but he understands the importance of what he can do. He can make a mid-range. He has length. He'll get you defensive rebounds, and if you're careless, he'll get some offensive rebounds, and he gets up and down the floor. And I think that's the way you have to play. See, if we can get Sexton just to do a few things well and maybe one thing exceptionally good, now we got something. And this kid works so hard, and there's no doubt in my mind that he and Zizic – and some of the other kids like Osman, and you know, they are the future of this team. And so they need this valuable floor time. But in getting that floor time, you know, they're going to make mistakes, and you've got to be able to overcome their mistakes.
Well, let's dive into tonight's game, Jim. Of course, you know, at Quicken Loans Arena, it's going to be very, very interesting tonight. We'll get to LeBron in a moment, but I want to begin with J.R. Smith. Just kind of want to get your general thoughts on J.R. and his departure. Kind of seemed like, you know, he really wasn't going to fit, but then there were times too, Jim, where, you know, he was out there as a willing defender, and sometimes that can be infectious. It just didn't seem like he was 100% to be committed to that guy who was going to be out there instructing the young guys and trying to get them to feed off of that at all times.
Yeah, well, I'm a big J.R. fan, huge, and we didn't start winning games consistently until we got him. His mentality, his toughness, all of those things, his ability to make big shots really opened up things for everyone else. And then he became such an exceptional defender also on the perimeter or against the other team's top wing scorer. You know, and I've been where he is now. He's at the end of his career. I had Jeff Rulin and Rick Mahorn. And I outplayed them easily in training camp and in preseason. And then Bernie Bickerstaff was our assistant coach. He was the head assistant coach. And I remember Gene Shue coming to me and said, "We're going to start the young kids." I said, "Okay, no problem." You know, because I was tired. I was an undersized center who had been overworked and beat up when the game was a lot more physical. I was a role player. And I saw the ability in those two young kids. And it wasn't an issue with me. Now, JR is different. You know, here's a guy that came out of high school and who was exceptional and has had a great career. If you look at his numbers, they can compete with any outside shooter and any wing, and he's got a ring. And so it's difficult. This has been difficult for him, you know, because we play with a chip on our shoulder. And when somebody knocks that chip off, you know, we want to respond aggressively. And when you're not starting or you're not coming off the bench or you're not getting minutes, I didn't say significant minutes, you're not getting minutes, you know, then that affects your mentality, you know, and it's a tough spot for him. It was a tough spot for the team, but the team said from the beginning of the season, they were committed to getting these young guys experience so they could get better, so they could be evaluated properly, so we can do what we have to do. So it's just part of the game.
And I guess that was my next question as far as JR. Do you think this just kind of became a game of minutes? There just weren't enough minutes to go around?
Yeah, I think that's what it was, because Sexton's playing better. You know, we still got an issue. You know, is George Hill going to come back and start? We don't know. But I tell you what, Colin Sexton is playing, man. He's found, just like Coach said, he's found a great rhythm. Rhythm is about confidence and expectations and all of those good things. And this kid is playing. He's a keeper, and he's a gamer, and he's going to be an exceptional young player in the near future. I mean, he's playing as well as any point guard right now in our league. If you really think about scoring and you really think about how he maintains the pace of the game, the assist stuff will come. But I just believe that where we are right now is where we are, you know, and every day is an evaluation. But I like what Coach Drew has done. He's done the three things. They've got to rebound the ball. They've got to become more proficient in the half court. You know, they have to do those things. And I can't think of the third. My mind has slipped. I just woke up. But anyway, you know, there's only three things that they have to do well. And if you can do those things well, now you've got chemistry. If you can do those things well, now you've got an identity. And that's where we are right now. We're trying to establish an identity. Defense, rebounding, and the execution in the half court.
Jim Jones with the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. All right, Jim, I guess, you know, we have to address the elephant in the room here, the return of LeBron James here tonight. So many different emotions. How do you believe that this is different than it was the first time he returned about 7 or 8 years ago?
Oh, that's easy. We got a ring, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that's easy. You know, we went to the NBA Finals 4 straight times. You know, and one time it was just him because everybody else was injured. You know, I don't think it's going to be that difficult. I think when he comes on, people are going to cheer. I mean, we've got a ring. You know how many cities, how many NBA teams are still struggling to get that first ring? Wow. You know, ask the Browns, ask the Indians. You know, this is not easy. And this guy comes back, and in a 4-year period, we go to the finals 4 straight times. And take the East against some of the better competition because the East has gotten tougher. But no one could overcome him, and we've got a ring. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. I don't think it's that difficult for our fans. I don't think it's that difficult for anybody in our organization. We understand that this is the nature of the business.
Yeah, no question about that. And certainly, you know, there just doesn't appear to be as much animosity around the situation as there was the first time he came back. You know, certainly the departure was a bit more peaceful, it seemed, this time around as well. So certainly anxious to see how the crowd responds here tonight. But again, at least from the outset, it appears as though it'll certainly be pretty positive. Jim, we appreciate the time as always. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours as well.
Yeah, to you and your family and everybody else in the studio and everybody else in your organization. Thank you.